What's the toughest part about snow removal for your job?
It's the ever-changing forecast and how we plan to attack that snowstorm. There's a lot of similarities in many snowstorms, but there's always something different that causes you a big challenge. And it could be the air temperature, but most likely it's the pavement. It's the back end of a snowstorm when you're dealing with ice. That is very extremely challenging, I should say.
How much does the city spend average yearly on salt?
We're budgeted $150,000 this year for salt for 2020. We were budgeted $175,000 in 2019. We spend all that money. There was a time here just a few years ago we were budgeted for $250,000. We spent all that money. Just as a caveat to that, I'd like to say that that's really not enough money. Our budget continuously gets cut, and it's a shame that our salt budget continuously gets cut as well, because that's the one big thing that we do in the wintertime as a public works operation is we deal with snow and ice removal.
Did you start the year with some salt reserve?
Yes, we start every year with salt.
Did you have leftover from last year to start this year?
Yes, we did.
And then how early do you buy your salt?
The money starts January 1. So we had a surplus last year. Now, what we're budgeted for 2020 now, we can add on to what was a surplus, which we've done. We've gone out and done the purchase, received the deliveries, and what we have now is what we have to finish this season, but then it also is going to lead us into, I usually say November and December of the next season, but as of this past year, we went into October. So that whatever our surplus is this year needs to take care of us in October, November, December of the end of 2020.
The city has what it calls an ABC system of snow removal. Can you explain that?
Once there's 2 inches or more on the ground, once we have the primary main arterial streets cleared and in good shape and to stop snowing, then we move into the residential streets. And our plan is we take one complete route. So you can pick any route, but let's just say we pick Route 20. We take that route and we divide it into three routes, and we call it ABC. That's for the purpose of every time it snows and we go into a residential, we alternate when we're going to start and which one we're going to end on, simply because the perception is everybody believes that they are the last street to ever get done during a snowstorm. And so that completely eliminates that as being a reality. For example, this snowstorm, we could start with an A route, okay? And all of our drivers know they're going to A route when we go to the residential. Then when they're completed with that, they go to B route and then to C route. So it completes the whole city. The next storm, we start with the B route and then CB or CA, okay? And then vice versa on down the line with CAB. I get that timing sometimes for us coming through isn't always good for them because they've got somewhere to be or whatever the case may be, but it keeps it clean by going ABC.
How does the city coordinate with the county and IDOT?
We really don't so much coordinate with them where we're checking in with them to see what they're doing or vice versa them to see what we're doing. We pride ourselves in making sure that our roads are going during rush hour so that people are mobile.
We've talked about the dreaded S word, but we probably need to talk also about the dreaded P word, is potholes.
Oh, yeah. Potholes go right along with snowfall. I mean, it's one of the bigger things that we do now simply because, and it's not simple, but it's simply because there's not a lot of excess or not a lot of funding to go into the roads for reconstruction, which really takes care of the amount of time that we spend on going back and going back to the same road, to the same area over and over. There are a lot of them. There are many that we don't see today that are going to be there tomorrow after this storm. Potholes are going to be never ending. It's a bigger challenge for us in the winter because of the moisture that's still in the ground. We don't get a lot of adhesion.
Does the city have a sufficient budget to handle all of the potholes?
Well, I'd like to say we do, but, you know, in addition to what we deal with potholes, we're also dealing with concrete roads. From the maintenance side, it's a big stretch for us to get through from the beginning of the year to the end with what we're budgeted. But we do the best we can with what we have. And, we're not holding anything back.
What's the one thing that you want drivers to know about Peoria's snow response?
We're definitely out there in the forefront for them to help them get where they need to go. If we could only ask one thing, is that when you see a plow truck, give us the space, slow down. It's a matter of seconds, and we'll be out of your way, and that'll help you get where you're going.
Cy Maroon, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Cy Maroon is the Superintendent of Operations for the City of Peoria. I'm Kristen McHugh.